Z said, "Move it." He put both hands on my chest and shoved me. He was strong. I took a step back. He took me by the lapels with both hands. Up close, he smelled the booze. 10:30 in the morning? "I told you move," he said. I clamped my left forearm over both his hands, which pinned them to my chest. Then, in a sort of leisurely way, I brought my right arm up and back and drove my elbow into his face. He bent backwards. I brought the same right hand around and hit him in the right temple with the side of my clenched fist. His knees buckled. I let his hands go and pushed him away. He stumbled back a couple of steps. His head was down, and he shook it as if things weren't in place. Then he lunged at me. I put out a straight left, and he ran into it. I followed it with a right cross that put him down. He was on his hands and knees. Again, he shook his head a little and started to get up. I let him. When he was on his feet, I waited. He rocked a bit and then came at me again with a wild right hand. I checked the punch with my left hand, blocked it with my right, and then slid outside the punch. I kept hold of his arm with my right, holding him at the juncture of the hand and wrist so he couldn't twist loose. I pulled him slightly forward so he was off balance and hit him with three left hooks into his exposed kidney area. He gasped. I jerked him forward hard and he went down, face first. He stayed there for a minute, and then, painfully, he started to get up. I had to give him points for tough. "Stay down," I said. "You couldn't beat me sober, and you got no chance drunk."